Blog Talk Radio.
I decided to take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather. I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say, you stand. Dear Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted. Stand. Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right. Learn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
We just heard that Stand by John P. King. Got me up in the melody. I say, Lord, I thank you for that song. Stand for righteousness. Stand for holiness. Stand.
Right.
You can't do nothing else. Stand. Hallelujah. I just thank you for that song today, that gospel. Stand for righteousness. Amen. So I thank God for it. And Jesus Christ, for us being back on the line again. We all in a new year. This is the second day of 2014, and we expect mighty great and miracle things from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to make a scripture minute. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you can find that in Psalms 122, verse 1. And I'm going to move all the formalities and just let you know that this is Block Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection. And our host and founder is no other than Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from Louisiana, but here in Stockton, presiding on this broadcast. So we want the prophetess of the Lord to come forth early, so we don't want to go forth. Y'all know all the formalities we do. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We're just so happy to be back on the line again. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It's a wonderful blessing to be able to cross over and see another year that we've never seen before. Amen. To witness the blessings of the Lord. As I said earlier on the week and even last week, amen, I'm standing on 1 Samuel 15 and 22. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. And also, I'm on Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 through 14, where the blessing of the Lord is upon us. He said we'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when we come, blessed when we go. Amen. He said our barns will be full. Amen. He even said we'll be the lender. Hey, how many want to be a lender this year? We're going to be lenders this year and not borrowers. We're going to be above and not beneath. We're going to be the head and not the tail. If you believe it today, guess what? Let those scriptures saturate your heart. Get it in your spirit. Amen. And say it to yourself every day. Prophesy to yourself every day. Hallelujah. I'm excited about a double blessing in 2014. I heard somebody, a double deliverance, a double healing. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen, amen. We're just getting excited. All right, wait till the static disappear. Y'all bear with us today. We're excited about what God is doing. We're excited about our speaker today. Truly, it's been a blessing to meet such a young, powerful, anointed woman such as she. Amen. But we're going to ask Miss Ruby to ask someone to open up in prayer, and then we're going to read a bio on our speaker for today, and you'll be hearing from her immediately after we read this bio. Amen. Get ready. Put your seatbelts on. I'm on the highway, but put your seatbelts on. Amen. I believe God got a word for us today. Some fresh oil. How many need some fresh oil? Some fresh oil. For this year, these next 12 months, we need some fresh oil. Amen. Ain't no sense in warming up the same soup over and over. Amen. We need some fresh oil. Amen. And I believe God has anointed this young woman of God to bring a word that is needed in this season. Amen. So who can open up with a prayer?
Hallelujah. God
Amen.
Is good.
Hamilton. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to your family. You know you're loved and truly appreciated in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank God for everyone that is here today. We just want to come together in one accord, in unity. We want to touch and agree right now to be in line, not with our will today, but with God's will. Not our will, but your will be done. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you, Lord, humble, broken. We decrease right now, Heavenly Father God. We put ourselves in a position, Heavenly Father God, for your fresh wind, your fresh breath of air, your fresh anointing to flow through each and every one of us, Lord, that as we die of self, Lord, our own thoughts go away, our own circumstances, our situations just die right now, Lord, and we cast our care totally in your hands. Lord, we prepare ourselves right now, Lord, to receive your uncompromisable word. We touch and agree right now and already receive the word that's going to come forth from the mighty woman of God that has positioned herself to deliver, to give us, Lord, what you thus saith, the Lord. We bless you for the pastor today, Lord. We anoint the pastor, Lord. We die of self to lift her up right now, Lord, that we elevate her in a position that will only be in the realm of what you would have her to do. Lord, we say today, Lord, not her thoughts, not her words, not her actions, not even her own principles, but, Lord, the principles that you have put in her, Lord, we just speak right to that right now. And we agree, Lord, to sit under and receive the word from the woman of God in obedience. We thank you for her today. We praise you for her today, Lord, and we magnify you, Lord Jesus, that you get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Hamilton. And I want
you are,
I think it's very appropriate. We've met Pastor Miracle through Pastor Hamilton, and I want to ask him, is he in a position to read her bio for us today?
I am not in a position to read her bio because I'm mobile too, but I can say this. I can speak that this woman of God has done nothing in the time that I have been in fellowship with her, anything other than what God has instructed her to do. I trust her. I believe in her, and I know that God is doing a mighty work through, in, and through this woman of God.
Amen, amen.
I endorse her today.
All right, well, God bless you. Heaven endorsing her also. I just like to read a bio on our first-time speakers.
Amen.
And our praise-a-thon, amen, and we received that word that she spoke and was so happy that she was able to be in fellowship with us. But we want to read this bio, amen. Sister Ruby, are you in position to read, or would you like me to do it?
Okay. Wait, I'm trying to pull it up now.
Okay. I'm driving, so I didn't want to disturb you.
Okay, No. I'm going to make it happen for you. Let's just let this phone get in line. We're going to stay in order. Just worship him as we're pulling up the things of God right now. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. No weapon formed. No weapon formed.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Get ready, get your notepad, get your ink pen, because you're going to need a notepad, and you're going to need an ink pen, because you won't be able to remember everything.
Amen. Well, I have her bio up, and I am ready.
All right, well, go right ahead. Amen. And the next voice you'll hear will be none other than Pastor Miracle Burleson of God's House Church International in Houston, Texas. Amen. Go on right ahead, Pastor Hamilton.
Amen. Well, Prophetess Miracle is a native of Houston and a new voice in the kingdom of God. It is evident that the power of God is greatly flowing through her in this millennium to produce change, immediate change. She is known for her unique preaching flavor and insightful revelations which produce understanding. The yoke-destroying power to change is released in the atmosphere as she ministers. Come on, get ready. And the presence of God manifests through the anointed worship. God has especially anointed her to operate in the gifts of miracles, healing, prophecy, laying of hands, ministering song, teaching and preaching the uncompromisable word of God. You are sure to experience God in a deeper way through her ministry. Pastor Miracle loves family and comes from a family of pastors and ministry leaders. This mother of four is also the daughter of the late Pastor Nathaniel T. Burleson and his widow, Thelma Burleson. Pastor N.T. pastored Montrose Missionary Baptist Church for over 30 years. Being born into ministry and through the training of her biological father, preparation for the work of God has now released her to do the kingdom that he began at her at an early age. With a servant's heart, her resume includes many years of service and preparation, including but not limited to 7 years on the staff with the Hilliards and the New Life Christian Church Center of Houston, Texas. She attributes all of her successes to the leading of the Lord and all the trials of her past to cultivating the understanding and compassion with which she now serves others. Pastor Miracle founded God's House in a Church International where lives are being changed and souls are being matured into the maturity in God. Her love for people and passion and seeing the purposes fulfilled is producing miraculous results. We present to some and introduce to others Pastor Miracle Burleson.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Did you get a line open, Sister Ruby?
Hallelujah.
Sister Ruby? Amen.
Prophetess.
Hallelujah. Yes. All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Go, Pastor.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, praise God. Thank God for you all, those of you that are joining us today. And, of course, Evangelist Bernard, thank God for you and thank God for this ministry and this tremendous opportunity. It's my prayer today that you will be blessed, that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened today as the Spirit of the Lord speaks to our hearts. So let's just go ahead and begin in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we just worship you. Lord God, we adore you today. We give you alone all of the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord God, right now. We praise you for your precious presence. We thank you for your word, that your word is alive. It's quick. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts asunder, Lord God. It does surgery. Lord, it separates that which you can use, Lord God, from that which you are removing from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that every ear right now is anointed to hear. I thank you, Father God, that every heart is receptive to receive the word of God. It falls on good ground, and it produces fruits in our lives of change, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank you that the eyes of the understanding of your people are enlightened and flooded with the glorious gospel of truth. So, Father God, we just worship you, and we give you alone, Lord God. All glory, all honor, and all credit, Father God, for all that you're doing right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. Well, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to deal with our hearts today, and this, you know, he wants us to know what is happening in the kingdom of God right now. And what's happening in the kingdom of God affects all of us because we want to be in alignment with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. We want to be in a place of unity with him to know exactly what it is he's doing. Praise God, so that we can make sure that we're lining up and that those that submitted to us, for if there are any leaders on the line, that they're lining up. Amen. So our first place of unity is within the context of our relationship with God. So we're going to hear the heart of God concerning what's happening in the kingdom of God right now. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13, it makes it crystal clear, and this is a reference scripture, it makes it crystal clear that it is the dear son's kingdom. In other words, that the kingdom belongs to the Lord, that Jesus is the head of the church. Hallelujah. So the first thing that we have to understand is that the kingdom belongs to the Lord. It seems like a very simple concept, but we have to remind ourselves. We also have to remind ourselves that Jesus is Lord over us. Amen. That, hallelujah, when we make Jesus Lord, we forfeit the right to do what we want to do with our lives. Hallelujah. We must now line up with his principles, with his concept, with his ways of doing things. And we must now submit our will to him, submit our life to him. And so it is with the church. It's the dear son's kingdom. It belongs to the Lord. So I want you to turn in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Praise the name of the Lord. We are in the midst of a shifting in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 1. I'm sorry, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, in this book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, we're going to see several things that was taking place that the Spirit of the Lord found displeasure in, and it's parallel to what we're seeing right now, the Spirit of the Lord is saying right now. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 through 3, I'm going to read it. It says, it's the word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days, we can stop right there and I can ask you, where are we? And I don't think there's anybody that's listening in right now that would disagree that we are in the last days. Verse 2 again, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. All right, verse 3. Now, and many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. All right, so when we see in the word of God the mountain of the Lord's house, I just want you to understand that it has to do, it represents the elevated positioning of the church. Hallelujah. The elevated positioning of the church. And when we talk about the church, I'm talking about you personally. Hallelujah. I'm talking about ministries. Many of you listening on the line, you have a ministry that God has entrusted you to. Hallelujah. So I want you to see the mountain of the Lord's house as the elevated positioning that God has for you, the elevated positioning of his church. All right, another thing that I want you to see about the mountain of the Lord's house is that God is literally calling us higher. Hallelujah. You can see all throughout the word of God, whenever there was a move of God and God was dealing with the prophet, you can see how he had a way of calling them up to a high place. And in this high place, he dealt with them alone. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the will of God to draw you up to the mountain. You can see where God drew Moses up to the mountain, and he gave him a word for the people. Hallelujah. He drew Noah. The ark landed on the top of Mount Ararat. Hallelujah. It's the will of God to get us to the mountaintop. Why? Because he wants to deal with us one-on-one. And why? Because he's higher. The Bible says of God, his ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. If you're going to work with this God, and if you're going to do business with him in the earth realm, and if you're going to establish something for him, you're going to have to come up higher. Hallelujah. We have to settle that in our thinking. God is calling us up higher. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, here's a little acronym I want to give you for mountain or mountains, and this is to just kind of condition your thinking to get the picture here and understand what the call of the Lord is. Here it is. And this is now a lifestyle, as it were, for you personally. It is a mandate of utmost necessity to advance into new seasons. It is a mandate of utmost necessity to advance into new seasons. Hallelujah. And so I know that you can feel in your spirit that we're in a place where new things are springing forth in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I think everybody can feel that. We're in a place right now where God is raising up new voices in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He's raising up new ministries. He's raising up new broadcasting networks. Praise God. This is the hour where God is raising it up. Hallelujah. He's raising us up. Those of you connected with this particular ministry, New Destiny Ministries, he's raising us up. This is a mountain establishment. It is huge. It is much larger than what you see right now. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. So you can also see in verse 1 through 3, you can see in verse 3 where it says, many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Now, this is the thing. When the people come to the church, or when they come to the ministries of God, and when they come to us, they should be coming to something higher than them. Hallelujah. So when they come, they say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. You need to make a special note of that word, teach. Praise the Lord, because what the Lord is raising up is he's raising up teaching. Hallelujah. He wants the people of God to be taught like never before. So the call, like never before, is for us to teach the people of God. We must now be teachers of the Word of God. We must teach line upon line, precept upon precept. We must release understanding into the hearts and lives of God's precious people, because they're not coming for anything else. The Word of God tells us right there. They're saying, go, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord's house that we might be taught. The people are hungry for teaching. Hallelujah. God is drawing them into teaching. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, so look over in the book of Isaiah. We're going to stay there. Chapter 2, verse 5 through 9. We're getting the heart of God concerning what's happening in the kingdom of God right now. So the first thing I want you to understand is that God is raising up some major ministries. God is raising up some major networks, broadcasting networks, you know, television networks. It's a whole new thing that God is doing. Praise the Lord. And God says, look, I want to highlight some teaching, some real good teaching, because I'm going to draw multitudes to it. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5 through 9. So we can see in verse 1 through 3 what the Lord wants. We can see that he's raising us up, and it's going to be a large establishment. And he wants to use us to build it. He wants to use us. Hallelujah. Okay, so in chapter 2, verse 5 through 9, we're going to see the displeasure of the Lord with what is taking place right now. Let's look to the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 5 through 9. It says this, verse 5 says, O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Now, when we begin to talk about the house of Jacob, I can really break that down and begin to talk to you about this whole spirit of Jacob that is right now in the body of Christ. The spirit of Jacob. Well, what does that word Jacob have to do with? Many of you know that the name Jacob, it means surplanter. It means heel catcher. It means trickster. That there has been in the body of Christ, hallelujah, there has been that spirit that has been running rampant. That spirit of, you know, in the story of Jacob, we're not going to read through the entire story, but I'm sure you're familiar with the story of Jacob and a lot of the trickery that took place with deceiving the father and trying to usurp the birthright. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And so you can see that spirit in the body of Christ. And so what God is doing is he's speaking to that house. Let's see what he's saying about that. It says, O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Verse 6, therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob. Now, this is the spirit of the Lord. He's forsaken his people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land also is full of gold and silver. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses. Neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the works of their hands, of their own hands, that their own fingers have made. Verse 9, and the mean man boweth down, and the great man humbleth himself. Therefore, forgive them not. Now, verse 5 through 9, it gives us some insights into some things that's happening even right now within the church. And the Lord says, because of all of these things, he says, I'm establishing something new. I'm walking away. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God is walking away from some trickery. He's walking away from some things that has bore his name but displeased him, does not reflect him. So let's look at what are seven things that we find in these verses that displease the Lord, and God is saying, now I want to establish something new. Well, one of the things that we see in verse 5 through 9 is customs and traditions. Hallelujah. Customs and traditions. People doing things in church that are not biblically based. They're doing it because the previous generation did it. Hallelujah. They're doing it because they saw another ministry do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Customs and traditions. God says a lot of the things that are being done, I've not ordained and I've not called for. Hallelujah. What else do we see in verses 5 through 9 that is causing the Spirit of the Lord to walk away and want to start something new, to establish a new mountain of the Lord's house? Praise God. Verse 2, it says, here's another one. It's soothsayers, witchcraft spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. That spirit, witchcraft, soothsayer spirits, manipulation and control over the people of God. God never ordained us to manipulate and control people. He says, I'm walking away. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Disobedience is as of the spirit of witchcraft. There is a lawlessness that's taking place, and it's in the church of God. And he says, I never ordained it. So we see customs and traditions that God is displeased with. We see witchcraft spirit and soothsayers. God is displeased with it in the church. What's the third thing? It is displeasing yokings.
Go ahead.
You can
see
in verse 5 through 9 where they took partnerships with the Philistines, and they did this with these foreign people. There are people in the body of Christ right now. There is this partnership that is taking place with many churches, and they're partnering with those that have alien spirits. What's an alien spirit? It's just a foreign spirit. It's not the spirit of the Holy Spirit. It's not the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. So God is looking at these displeasing yokings. How can two walk together unless they agree? Hallelujah. What does the light have to do with the darkness? The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? We have to be careful even in this season of our yoking, who we yoke with.
Come on.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because if these yokings are displeasing to the Lord is now washing his hands of some of this. Praise the Lord. We can't be friends with the world. We can't be friends with the world system. Hallelujah. And many of the yokings that are taking place, what's happening is instead of being hot, and God says, he says this, he says, I wish that you were hot or cold. He says, but if you're lukewarm, if, in other words, if you're trying to rise to the middle, he says, I will spew you out of my mouth. Praise God is calling us to be on one side or the other, not in the middle, friends with the world, everybody like us. If everybody like you, something's wrong. Hallelujah. So, the third thing we see is displeasing yokings, displeasing connections. In other words, being yoked up with people who clearly, you know, have not made Jesus the Lord of their lives. And those who represent idolatry. There are those in our culture right now that represent idolatry, and you're beginning to see these partnerships with the church and these people. But how so? How so? How can we partner with them? All right, here's number four. I'm giving you seven things. The fourth one is prosperity. Full, the Bible says in verse 5 through 9, full of silver and gold. Now, let me say that there is nothing wrong with prosperity of itself, because it is the will of God that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. But this is where the problem comes in, is when the prosperity was gained by trickery, and it is used to further facilitate trickery and manipulation and sin. Hallelujah. Money is amoral. It's neither good nor bad, but it's what you do with it. It's the way that you get it. So what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, he's saying it's nothing wrong with their houses being full of chariots. The Bible says in verse 5 to 9, it's no end to their chariots. That has to do with fancy transportation. Well, it's fancy transportation. Is it wrong of itself? No. But if there's manipulation and control involved, if there's trickery and hustling involved, then God has a problem with it. So even in this season, we have to make sure that our hands are clean, and we have to make sure that our hearts are pure, and we have to make sure that, the principles and the teaching of the Word of God is birthing the prosperity in the people, that there is no manipulation, there is no control, there is no hustling of the saints of God. God is doing away with the spirit of trickery in the church. He said, enough. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the story of Jacob and Esau, Jacob, he was a trickster. Amen. Let me just visit this story for a minute to just kind of open up your understanding. You know, Jacob, and he had a displeasing yoking. The displeasing yoking was, you know, he and his mother, you know, Rebecca, they had some gossip going on because they didn't like Esau's wife. You know, so they talked about her. You can find all throughout the Word of God that spirit of gossip, and how Miriam, you know, didn't like Moses' wife, and so she lifted up her mouth against him, and God had to deal with it. Well, when you had Jacob and Rebecca, they didn't like Esau's wife, so you had some mess going on, and they were both messy.
You preach today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They were both messy. You watch for that spirit of mess in the church.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. They were messy. They had people that they didn't like. So they were messy. They didn't like his wife, and they were getting together, and they were talking about it. Hallelujah. So not only that, but they were being nosy because I'm gonna show you how Rebecca was nosy, because see, Isaac was having a conversation with his son about the birthright, and so Rebecca heard it. And what she did was, she wasn't submissive. She usurped authority. She got with her son and connived the whole game plan to undermine the authority of the husband. They had trickery going on. And so Jacob was connected to her. He linked together with her to manipulate and control the will of God concerning people. God says, I'm walking away. So it's a lot of foolishness going on. Jacob went as far as to put on fake hair. The Bible says of Esau that Esau was a hairy man from his birth. When he was born, he had hair. What does hair symbolize, people of God? Hair has to do with the glory. Praise God. The old saints, they used to say, hey, don't cut your hair because your hair is your glory. This Esau had the glory on him from the time that he was born. But we have those in the body of Christ who they have fake hair. They put on fake hair. They got fake hair all on their arms. They're faking and pretending like they're glorified. They're faking and pretending like they're anointed. God said, I'm walking away. It's trickery.
Come on.
Your fake hair won't cut it in this season. God said, enough already. Hallelujah. Jacob was lying on God. You know, he first of all, he pretended to be glorified. He pretended like he was somebody that he wasn't. You have people trying to mimic other people's anointings in the body of Christ, getting sermons off the internet. There is no fresh word. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't buy something, you know, buying sermons out of a book. I'm going to leave that alone. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, but when it came to, you know, the venison, and he went got it, Jacob got it so quick. He went got the venison so quick that he had to make up a lie. He told him, you know, his dad wanted to know, well, you know, about the preparing of the food. And he said, you know, the God that you serve, he helped me to get it this fast. He was lying. His trickery, he was disguising it as the supernatural move of God. And he was saying God was in stuff that God wasn't in. He was saying God said things that God didn't say. All the while he was lying, conniving, tricking, deceiving, hustling. God says, I'm walking away. He says, it's in my church.
All right.
That spirit, we're talking about a spirit. You can't fake and shake in this season. You got to have a real anointing. You got to have the real glory of God on you.
Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. All right. So we're still giving you seven things that was displeasing the Lord about the house of Jacob. The first thing was their customs and their traditions. The second thing, soothsayers and witchcraft spirits in the church. The third thing, displeasing yoking. So you can see how Jacob and Rebecca connected. They both had that same little messy spirit. They both were conniving and manipulating, and they worked together to manipulate, you know. And so you see these yokings, these cliques, and all of this foolishness. The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm walking away. He wants a pure work. He wants pure leadership. He wants a real anointing. He wants a fresh word. He wants those who are seeking his face to get a word. He wants those who are studying and who are laying out before them and who live a consecrated life. Praise the name of the Lord. He's saying, out with this trickery. The land is full of silver and gold. He's saying, you know, the greed that causes you to hustle somebody out of their birthright. You know, the Bible tells us about Jacob that Jacob was a tent maker, but it says of Esau that he was a hunter. So I find it strange how you can be a hunter and you can be the provider for the meat in the house. And we know that he was the provider of the meat in the house because when it came to hunting, his dad called on him. And so it shows us there that his dad was used to him being the one going out getting the wild game. He was always the one serving, making sure the needs in the house were met. Hallelujah. That spirit of a servant. But isn't it funny how he could do all of this hunting, he could do all of this laboring, you know, hunting wild game, making sure that meat in the house is in the house, but when he's hungry, he gets hustled out of the very thing that he provided. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, how does that translate into what's happening in the church? You have people that are prospering off the gifts and abilities of people in the ministry that are hungry. Hallelujah. They're profiting off of these people. They're profiting off of their gifts. They're profiting off of their hard labor. But they can't even get a bowl to eat. Where is the spirit that says, you're hungry, you're my brother, I will just feed you. I want to see you eat. Why do you have to sell out to get a bowl of something that you contributed to? You worked hard labor for, you've been a part of, you've sown into. God said everything, why everything has to be manipulated and controlled and hustled? Why you just can't feed the people of God? Why you just can't help them? Why you can't just love the flock of God? Why you can't just feed them? God says, I'm walking away. This is not my spirit. This is not the way that I operate. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, so there is no end to their chariots. They have their fancy transportation. But then you also see in this house of Jacob this trickery that God is now walking away from. You see idolatry. The Bible says that they worship the works of their hands, the works that their own hands have made. So you see idolatry and you see people worship. Hallelujah. God never called us to worship leaders. Hallelujah. He never called us to do that. He never called us to worship personalities. He is God. He alone is God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So how does this manifest in ministry, in churches? Well, you know, it's when you will take more stock in what a person tells you, but you're not seeking God. You're not seeking God anymore. It's when the leader's voice has replaced for you the voice of God. And you're not seeking God for yourself. See, our responsibility is to lead them to God, to lead them to Jesus, to build them up in Jesus, to build up their relationship with Jesus, but not to replace him. Hallelujah. Not to become the voice for them, but to teach them to hear the voice. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. God said, there is idolatry in my church. Woo. Praise the name of the Lord. There is people worship in my church. It's my church. It has my name on it, but they're not worshiping me. It became about somebody else's kingdom. It became about them building up themselves. God says, I'm walking away. Praise the name of the Lord. We're just talking about what's happening in the body of Christ. We're just getting ready for this next move of God because we're all a part of it. We're a part of this new establishment, this mountain of the Lord's house that God is building, this pure work with pure people. Hallelujah. All right, so there's idolatry. And then the seventh thing is there is respecter of persons, and there are differences made. So the Bible says, talks about the word of God says that the high man is bowed down and the low man is. In other words, you have big people, little people. Well, if a professional football player come in my church, I'll see him on the front row, you know. I have a friend in ministry, and he's a Christian rapper, and we were doing this show, and they wouldn't even let him in the building because he had tattoos. They wouldn't let him in. They didn't want to let him in because he had all these tattoos, and he was there to minister to the people. Hallelujah. God wouldn't have us to judge people. God said, this is not like me. This is not my spirit. This is not me. God says in this season, he says, I'm just completely walking away. So I want you to understand that God right now is building something new. Amen. That's the shift that is taking place in the body of Christ. And he's calling leadership into the rock. So what I want you to focus on, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. Hallelujah. 1 Kings. I'm showing you in the Word of God what's happening in the church right now. 1 Kings chapter 19. Praise the name of the Lord. Lord, let our hands be clean. Let our hearts be pure. Let our hair and our glory be real. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us meet the needs of the people and not hustle the people. Amen. Finding your Bibles, 1 Kings 19. Hallelujah, because God is walking away from a people, but he's raising up a whole other nation that will obey, says the Spirit of the Lord. And we are a part of that nation that will obey. We are a part of that nation that says, not my will, but thy will be done. Well, we say, look, we make the announcement. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus. And where we are actively lifting up the name of Jesus, and we are building up the dear son's kingdom, according to Colossians chapter 1. Hallelujah. It's not my kingdom. It's the dear son's kingdom. And that everything that takes place is based on his word, based on his principles, based on his voice. Hallelujah. Based on his will as revealed to us through the word of God. Amen. Praise God. So 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. All right, let's look at the word. It says this. He said, go forth, stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passes by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break into pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. Verse 13, and it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering in of the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Verse 14, and he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go, return thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elijah the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. Now, the first thing that I want you to notice, even about this particular passage, is that God had called Elijah up into the mountains. Here's another example. God called Elijah up into a high place. How does that relate to your life? What is the high place in your life? It's a place where you get alone to be with God. It's a hollowed out lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that's not filled with a lot of busyness. God is calling the busyness out of your life, the ripping and running and the rigmarole and the, you know, every second of your day being consumed with distractions. He's calling us out of that. He's calling us into a higher place, a place of solitude, a place where we're talking to God and God is talking to us. He's calling us into that lifestyle, says the Spirit of the Lord. And for those of us that have been in that lifestyle, even the more, he's calling us to consecrate. Watch out for distractions. Praise the Lord. So let's talk a little bit about the wind, the earthquake, and the fire just a little bit here. Hallelujah. The wind. It represents a sudden move of God. The wind brings changes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the wind is renting the mountains. And when you think of mountains, I want you to think about the church. We just saw it in Isaiah. And the Bible says it is breaking into pieces the rocks. Rocks have to do with leadership. And I want you to see about the wind. The Bible talks about the wind that the chaff drives away in Psalms chapter 1, verse 4. This subtle wind that begins to flow, and it repositions your enemies. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 1, verse 4. The wind that blows the chaff away. Chaff is that looks like wheat, but it's not. It's fake. Let the wind do what it needs to do right now. It's blowing some people out of your life. It's moving some things around. Well, hey, you were connected with this. Now God is connecting you with that. Because he said, that was just chaff. It was fake. It wasn't even real. I'm blowing it away. Hallelujah. Can we allow the winds of God to blow in our lives right now? And can we receive it? Hallelujah. We ought to just be giving God a praise as the winds blow. Praise the name of the Lord. Winds of God, blow. Blow all around me. Put things in order. Shift things around. Move things around. Bring the right people in. Move the wrong people out. Not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. The earthquake. Let's talk about it, because Elijah experienced three things on that mountain. He experienced the wind of God, the earthquake, and the fire. So let's talk about the earthquake a little bit. The earthquake is coming in your life to shake it up. The earthquake shakes everything that can be shaken. Everything in your life that can be shaken is being shaken. So what three things are being shaken right now? I want you to think about those who have been holding you up. Hallelujah. All right, the second thing is those who dishonor the rock. In other words, those who dishonor the anointing on your life, dishonor the leadership that God has called you to. Amen. There was an earthquake that showed up to deal with Moses, and, you know, in the camp when they rose up against him. That was an earthquake that just sucked some of them up. They just went into the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. And then, of course, in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 through 53, it talks about the sleeping dead when the dead in Christ rise. And I have to paint this picture for you because we're just talking about the earthquake. As God calls you up into this higher place, I want you to know you're experiencing these same things that Elijah experienced. So you have the wind of God that's blowing. The wind is so gentle. It's so wonderful. You can't see it, but it's doing exactly what needs to be done. Praise God for his winds right now. He's blowing people into your life. Praise God for those people. Hallelujah. Some people are getting a little irritated around you. They're getting a little uncomfortable because they can't control you. They can't manipulate you. They got that Jacob in them, and God is saying, I'm walking away from them, and you are too. Praise the name of the Lord. I mean, who want to be somewhere where God is not? If God leaves, I'm out of there. Praise the name of the Lord. If God is gone, miracle is gone. The winds are blowing. Hallelujah. The winds of God. Identify what things are shaking right now. Some stuff is getting a little shaky around you. It seemed like it was solid for a minute. Now it's shaking. We need to pray. Look, Lord, everything that can be shaken, let it shake. Everything that can shake out of my life, that can shake out right now, just let it go. Hallelujah. All right? And then in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 through 53, this is another example in the Word of God where there was an earthquake. And what happened in this earthquake, this is after Jesus rose from the dead. And the Bible began to talk about how the earthquake came and the dead in Christ rose. And they showed themselves in the holy city. Now, let me show you how this relates to you right now, because you're the called of God. You're the chosen of God. Those that we're preaching to right now, you are the pure in heart. You are the mountain of the Lord's house. Amen. You are this new establishment that God is raising up. Hallelujah. So when the Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise, what I want you to see in your own life is there is a people, just like there was a people that were dead in Christ, because the Bible says, as he was in the world, so are we. We are the body of Christ. We are being recreated into the image of the dear Son Jesus. And that same process that Jesus went through, including Calvary, we have to go through on the earth. We have our own cross. Take up your cross and follow me. We have this same process that we go through. And just like he raised from the dead and he was glorified, and the dead in him rose when the earthquake came and they showed themselves in the holy city, I want you to know, as the glory of God is rising on your life, there is a people that are dead on the inside of you. Well, what do you mean, Pastor Miracle? What do you mean there's a people dead in me? Well, there are people in your family. There are people connected to you all around, and they've been waiting for you to manifest. Praise the name of the Lord. They've been waiting for that day when you rise up in God and the glory is on you, and they show themselves in the holy city. Why? Because of this work that God has called you to do. There are people connected to you. God has said, he's saying that the dead that are assigned to you are rising right now. Praise the name of the Lord. They're showing themselves in the holy city. There is an earthquake that's taking place, and it's affecting everything in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now is the time where you shall see them begin to yoke with you for the work of ministry. Come to help you build this mountain of the Lord's house. The dead in Christ is rising. The dead in you is rising. Why? Because you're rising. Praise the name of the Lord. The earthquake. It's doing a wonderful thing in our lives. I'm talking about the shift. I'm talking about the shift that's taking place in the body of Christ. The shift that's taking place in you, how God is shifting you into position, what he's doing. The winds are blowing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The earth is quaking. Bless your name, Jesus. So the dead in you is rising. Amen. Praise God. Well, and then the Bible talks about the fire that Elijah experienced. And the fire, it purifies and consumes that which remains, and it empowers it for the next level of ministry. There is a whole new level of ministry that you're embarking upon. See, when God called Elijah up to that high place, God wanted to deal with Elijah. Praise the name of the Lord. So the fire, it purifies and consumes everything that remains, and it empowers for the next level of ministry. And right now, by the sound of my voice, I'm releasing that fire of God that is purifying you right now. The fire of God is burning in you right now for this next level. It's a new level. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The former things of darkness are not remembered nor come to mind. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. So then you hear the voice of the Lord, because the Lord begins to give Elijah specific instructions. Instructions for what? Instructions for the new thing that God is doing. Because God wants to use Elijah to do it. He wants to use Elijah to establish something completely new. So he began now to give him instructions. The Lord will speak instructions with crystal clear clarity concerning every area of ministry. So what happens in this 1 Kings chapter 19? Hallelujah. In verse 15 and 16, the Lord begins to tell him who to anoint for what. Because why? God is a God of order. He gave him specific instructions as to who was to be in what position, who you were anointed to be king over it, who is supposed to do this, who is supposed to do that. Crystal clear instructions. People of God, you will not get crystal clear instructions if you are not living a mountain lifestyle. You will not ordain the right people. The right people will not be in the right positions if you are not living a lifestyle where you are hearing God with crystal clear clarity, and you're not going to hear God unless you're coming up higher, unless you're pulling away from some people, unless you're drawing nigh to him, unless you're making sure that you're not in a state of just complete busyness all the time. You need to hear God. You need God to tell you who's supposed to be doing what, who's anointed for this, who's anointed for that. Why? Because God is a God of order. He is not the author of confusion, putting wrong people in wrong positions and then waiting until they go bad to move them, and then they get mad and they leave and a lot of people and got messed up. God says, I'm walking away. He says, that's disorder. This establishment that God is raising up is in order. Hallelujah. He's not having his name on something that bears confusion.
Come on now. Come on.
So we have to make sure that we are hearing God concerning every decision. Hear God concerning every decision. Don't anoint nobody to do nothing if God didn't tell you. Don't ordain them. Don't put them in a position if God didn't tell you. They can say they can do it all they want to. You wait to hear God.
All right.
It's not about, who can we get to fill this spot? That's the house of Jacob. That's not the mountain of the Lord's house. That's what God is walking away from. He says, this one I'm raising up is in order, and I'm giving the instructions. I'm going to tell you who needs to be where. And it's going to run like a smooth oil machine. Hallelujah, because God is the God of order. Praise the name of the Lord. All right. So he's giving specific instructions. So what is three things that we need to do right now? As I wrap up right now, what's three things that we can do as we understand the shifting that's taking place in the body of Christ? We've told you what God is looking for. And it's in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. He is raising up a mountain of the Lord's house where there is teaching. Hallelujah. He's looking for a place that is in order, that is heeding his voice. We told you what God is doing. We used the story of Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19. We talked about the wind, the earthquake, and the fire to let you see what God is doing right now in you, because you are the people that God's going to use. We are the people that God is using to raise up this new nation. hallelujah, that will obey. This new people, this new work, this new establishment is affecting every area. It's affecting your personal lives. It's affecting your relationships. It's affecting your connections. Hallelujah. The fire of the Holy Ghost is increasing in you for this next assignment, for this what God is building right now. It's not a next assignment. We're already in it. It's now. We're in it now. Hallelujah. God is already establishing it. Hallelujah. So what do we do right now? Here are three things that you can do. The first thing is stand. First of all, make sure you line up with this word. Make sure that there is no trickery around you. Make sure that you're not operating in any of these traits that we see in the house of Jacob. Purify yourself. Hallelujah. Make sure that when you see a need around you that there's not this big compliance where people almost have to sell their soul to get something from you. Make sure that you have in place things that are being a blessing to people, that we understand ministry is about blessing people. Ministry is about helping people. Ministry is about meeting the needs of the hurting, that God can trust us with his people.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to soul search is the first thing we want to do. Hallelujah. Then the next thing you want to do is you want to make sure that I'm going to share this story with you real quick, because the disciples, they were in a boat and they were crossing over. So Jesus wasn't in the boat. He came and he was walking on the water. And so Peter saw Jesus outside the boat on the water, and Peter got out to walk on the water for Jesus. We have to be like that. We have to say, look, if God's not in the boat, if I see Jesus right there, I'm going right there. We have to be able to shift with the move of the Lord. We have to be able to be where he is, be in alignment with what he's doing, to see with crystal clear clarity where he's not, what he's walking away from. Hey, what is he writing Ichabod on right now? Praise the name of the Lord. And so we have to make sure that we're exactly where Jesus is. We're doing what Jesus is doing. It's a supernatural walk. It's a supernatural call. He's calling us out of all comfort zones. Praise the name of the Lord. So the first thing you do, you stay true and you await new direction. That's stand. Stand. Continue to do the last thing that God told you to do. Stay true. Stay in your mountain lifestyle and await new directions to see what the Lord is going to have you to do. He's still making connections. There are still things that are evolving. So we take our stand in God and we say, I'm going to continue to build. I'm going to continue to be faithful. I'm going to continue to hear God and to do things in order. I'm going to continue to allow the wind to blow the distasteful people out and the chaff, and I'm going to let the earthquake do what it's doing, and I'm just going to stand. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. What's the second thing that we're going to do? We're going to understand that, you know, that we're going to wait. Because, now look, when we say wait, that doesn't mean not to continue to do what we're doing, but it just means a position of knowing that something great is happening. Something great is happening right now. We're going to see the fullness of this thing. Amen. Something really great in God is taking place right now. And we're going to see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. We're going to see this thing blow up into the mountain of the Lord's house. You wait and see. You watch. Watch God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. What's the third thing? Well, when Elijah came down from that mountain, the Bible talks about how he anointed, he did exactly what God told him to do, and he anointed the people, and the end result of that was revival. The end result of that was massive deliverance. And as we have come into this year of 2014, and we are here right now, I want you to know that this is the year of major deliverance. Hallelujah. Major, major, major deliverance. And God has those of us that are positioned, hallelujah, that he's working, he's been working with us, and we've been going through this process, and now we're in a time where we're going to see revival unto nations. The third thing you can do is run. Hallelujah. What does that mean? Revival unto nations. That you just go in God. You give it all that you have because God is with you. God is for you. God's hand is on you. God has walked away from something and he's joined with you. You're one with God now. Hallelujah. You're hearing his voice. You're at the top of the mountain. God has predestined a work for us to do on the earth, and we are right now in that moment. The Spirit of the Lord is saying revival unto to nations, because he said, I found some people who are all about me. I found some people who love me, some people who love my people and who are not tricking them, who are not lifted up in deceit and and trickery. He said, I found a pure people with clean hands and a pure heart. And he said, I'm about to raise them up, and I'm about to use them to build something great. And I want you to know right now that the Spirit of the Lord is doing that work with this particular ministry, with New Destiny Ministry. He's doing that work with you. Those of you that have joined in right now and you're listening to the sound of this word is for you. Hallelujah. God is shifting you. He's shifting us to the forefront of this thing. Hallelujah. There is so much that has intertwined and it's become spotted, but the Lord says, I'm coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. He has not lowered his standard. Hallelujah. He has not lowered his standard. The standard of the Lord is still high. It's still there in the mountaintop where he's calling us to. The standard of the Lord is still holiness. The standard of the Lord is still love.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is love. The standard of the Lord is still purity.
Mm.
Hallelujah. The standard of the Lord is those that were willing to really die with him so that they have a real glory on them. Praise the name of the Lord. The standard of the Lord is those that are listening for the voice of God.
Mm.
That are living a consecrated, hallowed out lifestyle. Praise the name of the Lord. The standard of the Lord is those that are walking away from everything God walked away from. They're not yoking with ungodly establishments. If God's not in it, they're not having nothing to do with it.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. So right now we're going to just enter into prayer, and we're going to say, God, search us. Lord, show us. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done in us. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for this people. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the kingdom right now. Thank you, Lord God, for this ministry, that it is a mountain of the Lord's house establishment. You are raising it up. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you for it. We thank you, Lord God, for every visionary, every leader connected to this ministry. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for the pure work that you're doing in them. Hallelujah, that the name of Jesus is being exalted to the ends of the earth. We're calling for an order, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, that your house will be in order.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, that you will continue to expose and reveal that spirit of Jacob and draw your people out of that. Draw them out of that and draw them, Lord God, into some pure establishments. Draw them, Lord God, into the real church, the church that you're raising up right now. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you for the wind. Thank you for the earthquake. Thank you for the fire, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that you're blowing things around us. And you're thank you for the connections, Lord God. Thank you for the shaking. Those that are being shaken, we give you praise. Right now, have your way, oh God. Have your way. You are worthy. You deserve glory. You deserve honor. You deserve praise. Thank you for the previous season of testing. Hallelujah. We praise you for it now. We thank you for the seasons of preparation. We worship you for it now. Hallelujah. We go forth, Lord God, with a dependency on you, and we say, God, not our will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. In every area of our lives, Lord God, in everything that our hands touch for you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Be thou glorified. Thank you for the glory. There is an intensified glory of God that is resting on you, precious people. And it's for demonstrations, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, hallelujah, that in this time he's calling forth, you know, the demonstrations, huh, that he's confirming his word with signs following. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for all of the connections that you're bringing, Lord God. And we just worship you right now. We glorify you. We thank you for the shifting. We thank you for where we are in it. And we give you alone, Lord God, all glory, all honor, all credit, and all praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah, Lord God, and we worship you. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, praise
God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus.
We give you glory. Thank you, Lord.
Glorifying.
Hallelujah.
Magnifying.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You've been good, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Jesus. We thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Hey, he wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the earthquake. Hey, y'all don't know what's going on. And he wasn't in the fire. Ah, hallelujah. You better get where God is. Hey, glory to God. I received that word today, Pastor Miracle. Hey, glory.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to find
your holy Lord Jesus.
You have to be where God is.
Oh, your holy Jesus.
Where the Spirit of God is. There is liberty. There is freedom. Hallelujah. God is a God that allow us to choose. He told Joshua to choose this day whom you're going to serve. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Choose whom you're going to obey. Choose whom you're going to listen to. Choose. Oh, I bless you today, God. I thank you for that awesome word today. That was some fresh oil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said a Jacob spirit is in the land.
Jacob spirit. Come on.
Deceiving folks. We're deceiving folks. We're manipulating people. Amen. If they don't dance by our music, hey, glory to God. We don't want to have no affiliation with them.
Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Us, we're cutting them off. Well, but I'm here to tell
Jesus.
You that God says he has 7,000 that haven't even bowed. Hey, glory to God. Don't you have
them? Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
God said, I'll cause the rocks to cry out. Ah, hallelujah.
Yes.
If you don't praise me, I'll get a rock to stand in your place. Hey, glory to God. Oh, I bless the Lord for that word today. I receive it.
Jesus.
He said, God is not in chaos. He said, well, there's imminent strife. There's every evil word. And he said, jealousy is as the cruel of the grave. So if you got jealousy in your heart, if you have malice in your heart towards your brothers and your sisters, God is not in that. Hey, you better hear that word today. And those of you that haven't heard it, you better go back and get your double portion. Hey, glory. Go back and get a double portion. She has spoke the truth today.
Guess
what?
The truth.
She spoke God's word. Hallelujah. She just wasn't talking to be talking. Amen. She gave you scriptures to govern yourselves by. She gave you scriptures to validate what God was speaking in this hour. Hallelujah. It's in your hands. God bless you, Pastor Miracle. Lord God, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, God.
Ooh, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you for today, God.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Every blessing, Lord God, that you're bestowing upon us.
Jesus.
Is to bestow upon your servant, God. Your handmaiden, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Let I be the head and not the tail this season.
Yes, Lord.
God, let I be the base. Hey, as you're doing a new thing, God.
New thing.
New souls. Souls coming into the body this year.
Thank you, Lord.
Some that's been here keeping up mess, keeping up confusion, keeping discord, you won't see them anymore. I said that and the Lord said it.
Those
that refuse to obey this season, you will not see them any longer. God God is going to wipe them out. Yeah, glory to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You don't have to believe it, but it's the word. Hey, because God says six
it's the word.
Things that the Lord hates. He says seven is an abomination. Six things he hates, but that seventh one is an abomination. And you know what that seventh one is? Read your Bible. It's discord sowing.
Come on.
He has sown discord among the brethren. It is an abomination.
Abomination. Yes, it is. That's the word.
And I'm not going to preach. Hallelujah. I'm just validating as
preach.
The scriptures validated with Pastor Miracle have preached.
Ooh, hallelujah. Come on
I'm
now.
I'm in agreement with everything she preached because
agreed.
Guess what the Holy Ghost spoke. When the Holy Ghost speaks, You better back up. You better stand.
Come on now.
Because he said the Holy Ghost speaking, the Spirit speaking, to the church. In
teach
the latter days, there's going to be a great falling away. You know why we're falling away? Because we're disobedient. You know why we're falling away? Hallelujah, because we're looking for a sign. He said, but there will be no sign. As it was
no sign.
In the
yes,
day
Lord.
Of the Lord, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. So if you're looking for a sign, baby, there ain't none. The signs are already written. All you got to do is pick up your Bible and read it, and you'll be able to see a sign. Huh? Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
He sent a word to his prophetess. He sent in a word through his pastor today. Hear ye the word of the Lord.
Ooh,
do you
Jesus.
Want to live this season? Do you want to prosper this season? Do you want to be above and not beneath? Do you want to be the lender and not the borrower? Do you want to be first and not last? Well, you
come
can
on
have
now.
All those things if you are
yeah.
obedient.
Obedient. Follow
obedient.
Instruction. Ooh.
That's what the Lord is looking for in this season. Obedience. She already said. Jacob,
come on.
Whole family, there was trick. They were in the church. Hallelujah! You know why?
Yes,
They wanted to annul the word of God. But let me tell you, baby, you can't ever trick God. See,
can't trick God. That's right.
Ordained. It was already ordained by God for Jacob. For Jacob
come on.
To deceive and trick his brother. Why you think they named him Jacob? God knew what his name was going to be. God knew he
that's
was
right.
always going to sell his birthright. Don't you know ain't nothing hidden from God?
Yeah, that's right. Come on.
That was said. He knew he had a Savior already lined up. See, the God already.
Ooh, hallelujah.
At the beginning, Pastor Hamilton, God already had everything laid out.
Already and laid out.
It's nothing not known to God. Everything
come
that
on.
Happened in Scripture, it was ordained by God.
Predestined.
You don't believe it? Ooh. He said, I know the end at the beginning. So
at the beginning, that's right.
Everything that's going to happen in your life. It's nothing surprising to God that you have known the day. It's
yes, yes, yes. Come on.
That you just had two children. It's nothing surprising to God that you divorced. It's nothing surprising to God. Hallelujah. This woman done preached this thing today.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
If you didn't get something out of it, guess what? I got it. Driving on here to Fresno, I heard that word today.
Ooh, Jesus.
I'm in agreement with everything the Holy Ghost spoke through this woman of God today. Amen.
Yes.
So I'm getting into Sister Ruby, and she can open up the air. Ain't nothing else to say, but let the church say amen. But we're going to
open
up the church. This is the second day in the new year. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you need prayer. Maybe you're still confused. Maybe you're unthankful. Maybe you don't know that this is another year. Maybe you don't know that whatever happened to you in 2013, it's in the sea of forgetfulness. God said this is a new year, baby. He's given us another opportunity to redeem ourselves. He's given us another opportunity to get it right. So forget what was behind you and press forward. Look forward to what's before you. Because if you can look at what's before you, I can tell you greater things are coming. Amen.
Greater things.
Amen. Into your hands, Sister Ruby. God bless you. Pastor Miracle, I enjoyed that, and I'm going back tonight, and I'm going to listen again because I got cut off two or three times. on this highway. But that's all right. That's why we have the archives. We can always go back and get a double portion. Glory.
Hallelujah.
That double this year. Those that haven't sold that $28 seed, you better get it in the ground. You better get it
get
in
the
ground. It's looking for double. And this is not no ploy. This is the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some testimonies and some praise reports going to come back. How God double. He did double. That's what I'm looking for him to do. He's going to double what you give. He's going to double your work for the Lord. He's going to double your expectancy. He's going to double your vision. Ah, God. Ah, yeah. 2020, they say. Isn't that double? 2020.
Double.
Oh, God.
Double.
But it's 100 with God, because 99 and a half. Just one. To you, Sister Rita.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.
God bless you,
Pastor. Glory.
Pastor Hamilton, you're on already. Yolanda, did you want to have some word?
Amen, amen. Whoa, what an awesome word. What an awesome word. Follow instructions, family. I think we've been told this all around by everybody who is in line and who is coming in to the fruition of God's Spirit. Follow instructions. And I am just blessed today to be ministered to and to be able to just sit in the midst of my brothers and sisters and to receive an awesome, dynamic, life-changing word that I'm not leaving this place the same. Pastor Burleson, we bless you today, and we just thank God for everything that he has done in you and now is doing through you. We stand in agreement with the word you spoke today as it being truth. It is not returning to God void, and it's not going to return to us void. We declare we stand in that word today to live different, to be different, to act different, and to let God be more of us than we would like to be more of ourselves. So we thank God for you, family. Know you're loved and appreciated. Be here tomorrow because Provoke Fridays will end up going through principle, and we're going to fortify some things that God is speaking through all of us in ministry that we can be confirmed through the purpose of God and not the purpose of us. Just remember, not my will, but his will be done. Amen.
Amen. God bless. We're going to Prophet Miracle's brother. We got to open his line. We have quite a few on you on the call. Please bear with us. Line is open. Miracle's brother.
Minister Kevin? Minister Kevin?
Yes,
Minister Kevin.
I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're ready now.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thanks. Praise the Lord. I am indeed happy and blessed, and I'm elated for what my heart has received, what my ears have just heard. From my pastor, Pastor Miracle, amen. One thing that I drew from the teaching, and we know that the Word of God is alive, and that today wasn't the first time that I've heard that particular teaching, but the Word of God is alive, and every time you hear it, it will speak to a different aspect of your life, open up new understandings, give you clarity in areas that you had never received before. And in accordance with my thankfulness for this opportunity to be a part of this call today and to unite with the people of God, to learn the things of God, one thing that stuck out to me that I learned that came to me as Pastor Miracle was teaching was on Elijah and how Elijah had in his mind that he was the only prophet of God left. He was the only one. And I'm not looking at the passage of Scripture, but God said, no, there are still X number of my prophets who have not bowed the knee to Baal. That the spirit of isolation is one of the main tactics of the enemy. You know, if you can cut it out and separate it, then it's from the body. It's easier to destroy if it's united to the body. And I'm thankful for the unity that we have within the body of Christ and that we prayed for majority of last year, and that it's still coming to fruition. But how did Elijah not know that there were that many other people of God, and he was not the only one? And the only one thing comes to my mind is that he was disconnected. He was hiding in caves. He was under the juniper tree ready to die. And somehow, I don't know exactly how, but he was disconnected. He thought he was the only one. Well, praise be to God. I know that I'm not the only one. I know that Pastor Miracle the only one. I know Pastor Hamilton is not the only one. But there is a united body, one spirit, one accord, that is still committed and concerned and pressing toward the mark and the things of God. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Miracle. I can truly say in my life, she's my sister, and you know, it's really hard to win over those who are closest to you, family members, and that's very difficult. But with Pastor Miracle, it's not a challenge at all, because I see her lifestyle. I see her tree. I see her fruit. I see her goings in and her coming out, and I never have to worry about, you know, where you are, what you're doing, who you with, you know, those type. And that lifestyle is indicative of leadership. So, Pastor Miracle, we are thankful for you. We thank you for the word that went forth today. May God continue to bless and keep all of us. And may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.
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 We just thank you and praise you. We're going to, this is a blessing, Prophet Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord. Happy New Year. God bless you all in your respectable places. I just thank God for the word on today. I just thank God, Pastor Miracles. I thank God for you. I thank God for what God has done. I reevaluate myself, and I was thinking on some things. So I just thank God, and I begin to thank God for the wind that he blew me this way to this broadcast. Because truly this broadcast is walking upright and serving God. And I thank God for the fire on this line. So I thank God. I began to think about some things Pastor Miracle said. She made me think about the wind in a different way. So I do thank God for her word. The word was definitely profound. It definitely was the word of God. And I just want to say to the woman of God, continue to go forth in the Lord. Continue to let God use you. And I thank God for you and your ministry. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Prophetess Darlene Davis. We have quite a few on the line. Please bear with us. The word has been, we're trying to get to everybody, but we have a new caller that I've seen, and I'm going to call them. 613-4669. Your line is open. Area code 631-4669.
That would be me. I didn't expect.
Oh, that would be you. Praise the Lord. Who are we talking to?
Now, what's your name, ma'am?
Rosemary.
Well, hello. How are you today?
Oh, I'm blessed. I am blessed.
Amen.
It's about time the alarm starts getting put out there. Because sheep's clothing. Many, many. Who profess to be servants of the living God, who are far from being servants. And yes, we have to be on the aware, we on the alert, because if we're not, we are going to entertain deceitful spirits. And for the word, for us to all join at the table to receive, It's such a blessing to receive directly from heaven. Pastor Miracle is but a mere instrument who's willing to be used. And it's such a blessing to be able to come and receive and to be made aware even more. You know, there are those, our brothers and sisters, that are not aware that there are so many seductive spirits out there who manipulate, tear down, which they should not.
Pinterest.
I'm sorry? There was
Hello?
A voice. Yes, there was a lady who said something.
No, ma'am. Argue.
No, you're fine. It's on you, ma'am. We listening to you.
Aww. I thought that perhaps that she was saying something. I don't know.
No, you have the floor.
I have the floor. I did not expect to get the floor. That was not.
Well, we thank you for answering, and we just want to know what area you're calling from and who invited you.
I'm calling from Mastic, Long Island, New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hallelujah.
And how did you get to come on the broadcast? Who invited you?
Pastor Miracle.
Oh, well, that's a blessing. Praise the Lord. So you seem like, you know, we thank God for you coming
Minister Ruby, this woman of God, she covers in prayer Pastor Burleson. She is connected with her prayer ministry, and they are very, very well connected. She is family. So we welcome you today, Mom.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're so blessed.
God bless.
Don't let this be your last time. We're on the broadcast Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock p.m. California time.
Oh, okay. Are you from California?
Well, I'm sitting in California now. Oh, yes.
Isn't the Lord hot stuff? I mean, we couldn't serve a better God. He will join us from one end of the earth to the next.
Amen.
East to west, north to south. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
We thank you so much.
Amen.
We have so many callers, and we would like.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's move on.
But we
yeah,
thank
go.
You. Please
thank
come
you.
On anytime. God bless you. Okay, we got quite a few. Please hold on and wait. I'm coming to you, Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence. Okay, then we're going to. He hasn't answered yet. We're going to Sister Verona.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
I just thank God today and praise the Lord to all the listeners, all the people of God that are on the line. I am just so full. This was such a meal from heaven.
Hallelujah.
That my mouth, is, I can't really say too much because my mouth is still full.
Ooh,
I'm
hallelujah.
Trying to get down because it's just so much.
Yes, you preached it. You taught it today.
Yes. Hallelujah. Well, such a... about anyone else, and I'm going to say this and be done. But I know that God spoke from heaven to me today on this day.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God is God, and there's no one like him.
Come on now.
He reaches across all boundaries. I know my Redeemer, he lives, and I thank him. God, God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I am the Rabbah Mosey.
Yes,
Lord. Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
He's real. He's real.
He's real.
I thank you. Bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
To Veronica. God bless you for that testimony.
Hallelujah.
That was powerful testimony. We thank you so much. We have quite a few, so we're going on. Sister Cam,
thank
if you can.
Yes, Lord.
Sister Cammy?
Yeah, oh. Praise God. I just okay. want to say.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was talking to Sister Cam a minute. You call her Sister Cammy. But we'll go here. I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad.
Go on the line. Sister Cammy. Sister Kim, I'll give that back. Sister Cammy.
And I just praise God, and I'm happy New Year, and I really, really received that word. It's not much to say, like they said. It's not much to say, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for coming on. And now we're going to see whether we can get Sister Kim. Okay, then. So we tried to get her. Okay, we're going to go, Sister Albertine. We know Minister Liberal Democrat, we know you're here. Sister Albertine?
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That's all I can say. That message was really powerful. This is the first time I've heard her, and she was right on time. Very powerful. I love the word. I'm going to go back and read those scriptures tonight and study those scriptures. And one thing I would like to ask Pastor Miracle, please, or whoever else that can, any ministers that's online, is there a certain way to pray? And if there is, give me the scripture, because I know Christ taught his disciples how to pray, and there's scriptures in the Bible that teaches us how to pray.
Matthew 6. Matthew 6.
That's it. Amen. Thank you. I really needed that. Thank you for that. Thank you. Matthew 6.
Woo, glory.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I just want to make sure I'm right on the money and just speaking God's faith and glorifying him. And I thank you so much. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, for just your outstanding ministry. And I continue to bless you. This New Year's has just started off to be great and just wondrous. And I love you and I thank you so much. And continue to keep up the great work of God.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Miracle. I love you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you.
Sister Dawn. Okay, Sister Dawn.
Yes.
Okay. Sister Dawn, your line is open. Did you have anything you want to say? Okay, I guess she didn't answer, so I'm going right back to Sister Kim, and then I'm going to get to Minister Liberal Democrat. Sister Kim?
Okay. And Minister Ruby, I have an announcement before we end.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
We have a new number, 832. I'll go to them right after Liberal Democrat. They just came on. Minister Liberal Democrat, your line is open.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I thank and praise God for this word. Amen. For Pastor Miracle. Amen. I read her book the other day, Priceless Poetic Reflections. Amen, and she had a testimony, amen to God, and I said, Lord, I just definitely want to call in and hear, amen to God, what thus saith the Lord, and she talked about, amen to God, you know, in the book she talked about how the devil was trying to kill her, and now I see why, because of that rhema word.
Ooh,
amen.
That rhema
inside
word.
Of her. Amen. I receive that. We in a time of apostasy where everybody is taken down and they saying don't take all that no more. But, amen, the woman of God reminds us today we still should strive to the mountain. God still requires a standard. Amen. So I thank and praise God for that word. Amen to God. And I thank and praise God for the book. Amen to God. It touched my soul. Amen to God. And I thank and praise God. A lot of times you think you're the only one that the devil trying to kill that you're going through. But then you read and hear the other testimony. That, amen, like the man of God said, amen to God, you know, that isolation spirit, amen to God. You know, I was like, Lord, amen, I'm the only one getting beat up on. I'm the only one. Then you hear the testimonies that, guess what? If you in this thing and if you a soldier, you're going to have to fight. That's just what it is, amen to God. You're going to have to get beat up amen, but you're going to have to fight. So I thank and praise God, amen, for this word today, amen to God. And may God bless this woman of God, that there be no backlash, no retaliations, because she poured something into my spirit today. So God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Liberal Democrat. We're going to a new number just came on, if it opens. Let's see. 832-8726.
Pastor Brad.
Yeah. Oh, praise the Lord. Pastor Brad.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, this is Sister Cretia.
Hey,
Cretia. Oh, Sister Cretia, my bad.
I'm here to support Pastor Miracle. I'm her assistant, and I'm a prayer warrior in the ministry with her.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah. And this woman of God, she has truly, truly, truly been a blessing in my life. And I do have that book, Priceless Poetic Reflection. And just being on the prayer line, being connected to her ministry, hallelujah, it's just so powerful, so unnerving. It's like your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. She just makes people want more and more and more of God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for this woman of God. And it's always nice to just be in the presence of God and hear what the woman of God has to say. Amen.
Amen. We thank you so much for tuning in to this broadcast today. God bless you.
Amen. We're going to
Brother Clarence, and then we're going to hand it. Brother Clarence? Okay. I got everybody. And I'm going to turn it back over to, you have something to say, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. But I will say this, that number, that Brother Clarence number is mixed up with the Minister Kevin number. They're both similar, but that number 276-0020, that is Minister Kevin's number. The other number is Brother Clarence's number, the 0900.
Which one do I have? Oh, I got 0000, but his is 2.
That 0900 is Brother Clarence. The 0020 is. Okay, well, I'm just looking on the dashboard, but my bad. Let me just share what God has put on my heart. I know that we have been charged. This is for all family members, that we have been charged with a sacrifice to sow $28. Into New Destiny Ministry, not as a need for any type of money, but just as a sacrifice that we believe in the double portion ministry, the double portion prophecy, and the double portion to come immediately. Now, the word was given to us that we have the month of January, and when I heard that, God said, why wait? Do it now. If you, any sacrifice that he is asking from us is going to require us to give up of something. It may be a burger for lunch tomorrow. It may be a certain way we go buy a pair of shoes or something. We got to give up something. And I'm on her site right now getting ready to pay with PayPal my payment immediately. I'm not going to wait until the last minute. I'm encouraging everyone that this double portion assignment has been made as a now assignment. So if we want a now double portion, we have to do a now thing in God and move immediately. So I'm moving immediately that God can actually activate this thing in my life right now. So if you're waiting on planning it to the end of the month, if you're waiting on getting it into a schedule, forget that. Get out of schedule. Get out of the normal way of doing things. Make a sacrifice for this word. Make a sacrifice for this calling. Make a sacrifice in activating your faith in the double portion. We can wait for nothing anymore. We have to move immediately when God says move. So I encourage everyone, do it today. Get in, make your donation to New Destiny Ministry today and activate your faith in God. Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen, Pastor Hamilton. We thank you. Just before we go back to Prophetess Miracle, we're so thankful we're going to acknowledge the ones in the chat room. It was quite a bit on today. It was about 20 on the broadcast.
Amen.
On the board. But we had, what was that? We had 4 in the chat room, Patrick Gregg, 17, 10, and 20. So God bless everybody. The word was a blessing, Prophetess Miracle, Pastor Prophetess
it was just a blessing because you got to stand and stand for holiness. So I appreciate
yes.
it. It went all through my soul. I was just truly blessed. So with that, we're going to turn it back over to you, Prophetess Miracle. Let me open up this line. Prophet Miracle.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, praise God. I'm glad that you all were blessed today and that the Word of God has entered and it is impacting and affecting you, and you will never be the same. I believe that everybody got just what they needed today, you know, as the Spirit of the Lord made utterance. And so we thank God for that. And we thank God that we are in alignment with the perfect will of Father God going forward, and we are in position to be used by God with what he's doing right now. Praise God. So I want to encourage all of you. We do have a prayer ministry, and you can be a part of that. You can participate in that. It's daily. It's 5 a.m. to 6:30 in the morning. It's Central Standard Time. And the number to dial in is 712-432-6100. Again, it's 712-432-6100. The access code is 262-151. Pound. Again, the access code is 262-151-POUND. If you are in the Houston area, I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. This Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we are located at 402 Holdell Street, and it's Houston 77091. Again, it's 402 Holdell Street, H-O-H-L-D-A-L-E, Houston 77091. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome fellowship. So I just want to thank God. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard. Thank you to all of you that are on the line. Man of God, Pastor Edward Hamilton, thank God for you. Thank God for all of you. And so I just want to just say continue to walk in the light of God's word. Continue to, you know, keep your relationship open with God where you're hearing him and he's talking to you. Amen. And you're following those instructions. And we are building something major in the earth for God. We are the new nation government that God is raising up. Amen. So I praise God for all of you. You've been experiencing the power to change, by the way. Praise God.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard, did you want to have anything to say before I ask Prophetess Miracle to close us out in prayer?
Yes. Remember, Provoke Friday is tomorrow. We thank God for Pastor Hamilton being with us today. Remember, tomorrow is Provoke Fridays. And also want to open up the line for Prophetess Darlene to give her information. She has a prayer line on Tuesdays and Saturdays. So, Prophetess Darlene, can you give them your information?
She's not here at this time. Evangelist Bernard?
Okay,
can you
we'll
hear
get
me?
You that information. We'll get you that information on tomorrow. So we'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I want to...
Go ahead.
All right, praise God. Well, I want to iterate as well, definitely join in tomorrow for Provoke Fridays. I am a provoker. I'm telling you, I am a student of that ministry. I learn from it. It blesses my life absolutely every Friday. I'm telling you, I'm all in learning those principles. I love it. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, look, we will be right back on the line being blessed, amen, with Pastor
amen.
Edwin Hamilton. So glory to God. Absolutely don't miss it. All right, let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just worship you, Lord. We love
yes,
you.
Lord.
We praise you. Lord God, there is none like unto you. I thank you for the word that went forth today, that it is alive, it's cutting, Lord God, and these people will never be the same. Continue, God, to deal with them. Release, Lord, a spirit of humility. Hallelujah. That causes us all to just run to you, to seek you. Hallelujah. Above anything else, Lord God, release, Lord God, the spirit of order. Hallelujah. In the lives of everybody on this line, Father God, in Jesus' name, that everything will be done according to your word, according to your spoken rhema unto us, Lord God, according to your instructions, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your perfect will being done in every relationship, in every connection, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father.
We adore you, Lord God. Thank you that
yes,
the
Jesus.
Word says the steps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord, and you delight in the path that we take, Lord God. Continue to order our steps according to your purposes, according to your word, Lord God, as we go forth, Lord God, in purpose to build for you, as we go forth, Lord God, in purpose to establish, Lord God, this new nation, Lord, that you're raising up in the earth realm right now. We
ooh,
give you
Jesus.
Praise, Lord God. We give you the glory. Father God, right now, Lord God, I just intercede for those that are joining on this line, Lord God. Precious Holy Spirit, those that are desiring a closer walk with you, I thank you, Lord
hallelujah.
God, for an anointing ooh. That destroys every backwards yoke in their life and it draws them to you right now by the power of the living blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke, Lord God, every spirit of depression and oppression, every spirit that is not of you, in Jesus' mighty name, I declare, let there be light in the lives of your people, in the minds, in the hearts, in the souls, in the spirit. Rebuke all darkness in Jesus' mighty name. Draw them in the more to the teachings of this ministry, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, that they would join in again tomorrow, Lord God, and cause your people to be renewed in the spirit of their mind. Give us all the more, Lord God. Cause your fire to purify the more, Jesus. We thank you for the earthquakes, that everything that can be shaken is being shaken. We worship you right now. We worship you right now. We praise you. We say, Lord, you be glorified. All glory belongs to God. It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous. All of it is marvelous as the wind blows, as you turn up the heat, Lord God, as the earth shakes, it's marvelous. Thank you for the promotions in this season. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for the open doors. We worship you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. No God like you.
Bless you,
no
Lord.
God like Jehovah. You are high. You are lifted up. You are mighty. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the presence. Thank you for the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A spirit of worship.
Hallelujah.
Lord God. Every person on this line right now. Hallelujah. That they will leave this call with
hallelujah.
A spirit of worship. They will leave this call with a spirit of humility. They will be drawn into their word like never before. A spirit on them, Lord God, that causes them to search out the truth in your word, to study. You're drawing us. You're drawing us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're drawing us up into the mountain. You're drawing us into that place of a greater consecration.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You're detaching us from our foolishness. You're healing us from all of the residue of the spirit of Jacob, the hurts, Lord God, the woundedness of your people. Heal them, Lord God. Heal them, heal them. Shiriasa. Bind up their wounds, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for a new beginning.
New beginning.
Ooh, a new beginning, God.
New
a new
beginning.
Beginning in the light of your glory. Hallelujah. A new beginning in the center of your will. A new beginning with
all
the right,
right
people. The right connection. A new beginning, God. We
yes,
worship
Jesus.
You.
Ooh, hallelujah.
But you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And everything that can be shaken
glory
is shaken. And we worship you. Thank you for shaking us, God.
Jesus.
Let nothing remain but your perfect will. Let nothing remain but your word in us, God.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify you. We shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Your presence,
that's
Jesus.
Right. That's
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus. Worship. Worship the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, God.
Hallelujah.
Nobody greater. We bow down and we worship the King. It is the dear Son's kingdom. It's you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. We exalt you.
Right, that's right.
Lift you up.
That's right.
And
that
you
hallelujah.
Draw all men to yourself. You are, Father God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. You are them. Hey, draw
Jesus.
Them, Jesus.
Jesus. We love you.
Jesus.
We love you, Lord.
Love you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, we love you and we worship you.
We love you, Jesus.
We praise you and we bless you. And we declare
love you,
we
Jesus.
Will never be the same. In the mighty
never
name
the
of
same.
Jesus Christ.
I receive
thank
that.
You, Lord.
Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Burdens are being removed even right now. There's a healing that's taking place right now in the heart. God is healing his people. Thank you, Lord. So we worship you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody greater than you. I just want to sing this one verse of this little song, and then I'm just going to release the line. Hallelujah. It says, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. Right and true, and with thanksgiving, hallelujah, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes,
God. Hallelujah. God, the wind and the fire. Hallelujah. An earthquake is not designed to kill us. It's making us better. It's bringing us into order for this move of God. And we worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
This spirit of worship is going to be with you, precious people. This spirit of humility that's crying out before the Lord. You're not going to be able to shake that. God's going to deal with you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. A spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude. And really, it's a praise. It's a praise growing up in your spirit because of where you are in God. Because of what God is doing. Because of how glorious it really is, this move of God. Because of some of the things the wind is blowing in. Oh, there's a happiness brewing on the inside of you. Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I don't know how we're supposed to end this call, y'all. I don't know. Hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. She come up with him.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
You got to be
Hallelujah.
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 Halleluj
Yes.
The kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. The wind will just blow it in. Whatever the financial goal is for this mission, whatever the need is, Lord God, let it be done speedily by a supernatural miracle. Cause the wind, God, to bring it in, God. Stir the hearts of the partners. Stir the hearts of the people. Brood over them. Speak to them with crystal clear clarity. We pray their obedience now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In abundance and over.
Do it, Lord.
While we worship, she comes on us while we worship. She sent up people on PayPal. While we worship, people are writing checks. While we worship.
Even now, God.
We don't stay on the mountain, Jesus. While we worship, the earth is shaking and our enemies are being dealt with. While we worship.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for this opportunity again. I thank God for his precious presence. Hallelujah. May he continue to just brood over you, and may he continue to be alive in you in that spirit of worship, that spirit of intercession, that spirit of praise. There's a praise going to break forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a confirmation coming that God was moving while we worship, even now.
Hallelujah. May all of your 2014
be just as anointed at this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Miracle Burles in Houston, Texas. I'm signing off. I love y'all. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. God bless. She has prayed and she was going to put a song out, but she sang this. All y'all lines was open. Prophetess Darlene, the few on the line, she came back on before we hang up. Prophetess Darlene. Prophets Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You advisors wanted you to give out your information for your prayer line.
712. Yes, I'm 712. 712.
If you're not able.
I'm okay. 712-432. 1500, and the code is 211498, and it's on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, and Saturday nights at 8, Saturday nights is overflow. If you're in the California, Texas area, that's 5 o'clock for y'all time, and 8 o'clock if you're up north, if you're Philadelphia, New York, North Carolina. Excuse me. I'm caught up right now. I thank God for the broadcast. And that number again, 712-432-1500-211-498, the code. God bless you all.
And God bless you for coming back on. And we just thank all of y'all for staying on the line. And normally we give a song out here, but she done sang us and with under the anointing. So we're going to say, God bless you. We know the Lord was in this house today for each and every one of us. And we love you and the love with the love of Jesus. We can't love y'all on the chat room. Prank with Greg, I've seen you again. God bless you through this new year. God bless everybody. And we're going to close out now. And thanks for staying on with us. God bless.
God bless.